Knowledge Products presents The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx. The year 1848 was a watershed in European history, a year filled with revolutionary upheaval and promise. It began in Paris. At the end of February, the city rose up against the monarchy of Louis-Philippe. The Second French Republic was proclaimed, reviving memories of the great French Revolution. Quickly, the exciting news radiated out across the continent. Uprisings erupted. By the end of March, much of Europe was in revolt. These uprisings and insurrections were motivated by liberal, democratic, and nationalist ideas and passions, which had been fermenting for decades. They inaugurated a brief time of hope for patriots struggling to bring freer institutions to their homelands. When the dust had settled, however, all the revolts proved futile. Despotism was reestablished everywhere. Meanwhile, at the end of February 1848, a pamphlet had appeared in London, printed in German. It was published by an obscure group, the Communist League. The title of the anonymous pamphlet, The Manifesto of the Communist Party, later changed to The Communist Manifesto, bore the names of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. In reality, its author was Marx, an exile from Prussia living in Brussels. Although the pamphlet was lost sight of in the confusion and tumult of 1848, its ideas would eventually produce more profound and successful